All right, hello there again. Here's another tune for you. This one is called Glory at the Meetin' House, and it's basically one of many different versions of this particular tune. I don't know where I got it. I think I got it from a banjo-playing friend of mine that I've been playing with for the last 20 years or so. And there's a bunch of different versions, like I say. This is actually a pretty easy one. And there's the call and response stuff again. Here's the first call. Oh, this is in the key of E minor, by the way. Here it is. That's pretty easy. And then the second part. And again, the call. The response. So here's the, that's just the whole A part. That's not too bad. Let's try that again. One more time, because you have to do those twice. Okay, there's that little trill there, I suppose you would call it. Then the second part, it's all on the E string pretty much, or at least the first part of the second part. It's on the E string. That's on the A string, of course. That's the call, then the response. Not too bad, call again. And then the response, that's the end. So with this one, this little end part, you have to remember to use your third finger on the D string for the G note. Right there, then the F sharp, or second finger on the D, right there. So we'll go through the whole thing kind of slowly so you can play along, and then I'll pick up the speed. Okay, so like I say, that's one of the versions of Glory at the Meeting House. I'll try and learn another one. Actually, Luther Strong does a really good version of this tune, too, and I'll try and learn that one and put it up here for you just to give you a little variation on that one. Anyway, see you next time. Thanks again.